recording started.
It's a great day.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great day. Amen. It's so good to see everybody here to worship the Lord and just be faithful. Right? Today I want to talk about the times when we're not so faithful.
So we all go through it. If we could just bow our heads.
Precious Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, and I just ask that you open up the hearts that are here and the minds, Lord, and just put an anointing on each person here to receive your words, Lord, and just place an anointing on me to be able to speak your words, Lord, and I just ask that this be led by the Holy Spirit, and Lord, we thank you and magnify your name today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Drifting away. Drifting away is the message from today, and it comes from Hebrews 2:1-3. All the scriptures today, I'm pretty sure, are all NLT, which is New Living Translation. And I did that because sometimes I'll go through different translations and see which one explains better. Most of the time, it's New King James. That's my go-to. That's what I go to double-check other translations, that they are correct in what they're saying. And that's what I did today. So, Billy Norris writes of a tragic event. This has come from the Gospel Guide, that resulting from drifting. And two young men were fishing above a low dam on a river near their hometown. And as they were concentrating on catching the fish, they didn't realize that they started to drift. And once they had realized it, they weren't far from water flowing over a dam. When they realized the situation, the current near the dam had become too powerful for them to keep their boat from going over. They just couldn't row enough to get out of that current. And they just kept getting sucked in to go over that dam. And below the dam, there was just a strong force of water over all the rocks underneath there and crevices. And caught by the swirling waters under the rocks, they never came to the surface. After a couple days, they found one. After a couple more days, they saved the other fisherman. When I was younger, I was close to a family that this actually happened. Joette knows them. Lisa knows them. So this does happen, and it happens frequently. Because people, when they get on the waters, they have no idea what kind of current's underneath. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And it's the same thing in life, right? We get so wrapped up into life and doing what we're doing that we don't see us slowly drifting away from God. And Hebrews 2:1-3 says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. For the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So that makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak. And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 4. And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit wherever he chose. So in Hebrews 2:1, we read the danger of drifting is not limited to the physical realm. So when we see a boat on the river or on the creek or whatever, that's the physical realm, right? And drifting isn't held to that. And sadly, it's not uncommon for Christians to drift towards destruction. We don't even know it's happening. I'm going to ask you a question. Think about it. Are you drifting away from God? Right? We just got over the holidays. We had Christmas and New Year's. And we had a rough year. And we talked about that last week. Right? Hope after a hard year. We get all caught up in the whirlwind of the
else, did we start to drift a little bit? Did we start to drift a little bit? And that's, God puts us on my heart to speak on it. We get all caught up in the worldly things, and we don't realize that we're drifting away. We're drifting away, and we don't even know it. So, but here's the other question. Would you know if you were? Would you know if you were drifting away? So I hope that after this message that you can have a better understanding of drifting. And then to get a better grasp to know when you are or if you are. And that's important. Because drifting away from God requires no effort. It requires no effort. If we quit rowing a boat upstream or against the wind, what's going to happen? If we're rowing that boat and we're rowing upstream and we stop rowing, what happens? We start drifting back downstream. We start going with the current. We will begin to drift in a direction we don't want to go. When we quit rowing and we're rowing to go to the good of what God wants us to do in our Christian lives, and we quit rowing, we drift away from that. We drift away from that. And it's not hard. Right? We go in a direction we don't want to go. And in Hebrews 2, it says, listen very carefully to the truth that you have heard. So every Sunday you hear truth. Every Wednesday you hear truth. And if you listen to the pastors on the radio or TV or whatever, most of them, well, some of them, you're going to hear truth. Let that truth sink in. Right? And Paul tells, well, we don't know who wrote Hebrews, so I'll retract that Paul statement. But he says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth. We have to. That's the only thing that keeps us rowing upstream. But it's very possible to become unaware when you start to drift. So in a boat, the undercurrents, there's undercurrents. And those undercurrents churn up the water and get you going in a direction you don't want to go. That's what the world does. We get caught up in those undercurrents of the world, and we begin to drift. We begin to drift in a direction that we don't want to go, right? Because the undercurrents, you don't notice them from the surface. That water could be very tranquil, right? It can be very tranquil, but underneath, it's going like a tornado. It's going like a tornado. And the same is, most of you have probably been to the beach, right? They'll put up a warning. Okay, he's low pitch. Put up a warning, riptide, right? You can't see it. The ocean looks normal. But when you go out so far, that riptide is doing, and it carries right out to the ocean. That's what the world does to us when we get caught up in the world. We don't even know. We began to get into the ocean. We began to get sucked into the ocean of the world. And drifting starts out slow. You know, and the same is true in the spiritual realm. Many Christians have slowly drifted away. Maybe even you. Maybe even you. Many churches have gradually shifted into error, only one day to find themselves far removed from Scripture. There's a lot of churches that get away from the Bible, and they just, it's feel good. It's feel good. They've drifted away from the truth. Writers of Hebrews, be very careful to listen to the truth. When you get out of the Bible, churches start to drift away, and they don't even know. And then they look back on, what's the matter? Well, you're away from God. You're out of the Scriptures. You're out of the Scriptures. The Scriptures speak to us. And faithfulness to the Lord is like rowing upstream. It is. We got to be constantly adding to our faith. We got to continue to grow in the Lord each and every day. But as we drift away, the dangers increase, right? We become slothful and lazy in our spiritual life. We become more into doing things in the world. We all do it. We all do it.
See, we have time for everything else but Jesus. We got time for everything else. But we don't put time away for Jesus. We get too involved in work and school and friends and family. Right? We don't take that time, our personal time, for Jesus. To set that aside. To just pray. Or read a chapter in the Bible. You know, Tony says he reads a proverb a day. There's 31 proverbs. Right? One chapter. One chapter a day. Doesn't take but 2 minutes. But pay attention to what you're reading. But we have to set that time away. This hour that we're here on Sundays doesn't cut it all the time. Right? Because our strength weakens as we go out through the week. Now we come Wednesday nights. Right? We're going to be starting Sunday school back up. So we can get, you got to get re-energized. You got to get that boat going in the right direction again throughout the week. And if you leave here and this is all you're getting, you're not spending time with Jesus. You're not getting recharged spiritually. Jesus always went by himself. Scripture tells us, went to be by himself to pray. Why? He needed to get spiritually recharged. We have to do the same thing. Because when we start drifting away, we're not going to know it. We're not going to know it. You know, it's like diving, right? Have you ever dived in water? Well, if you're in a swimming pool, you kind of know which way's up. But suppose you dive in a lake off some rocks. When you hit that water, it's black. You don't know which way you're going. You don't know which way is up. You just keep swimming. Well, you can keep swimming and be swimming down.
You could be swimming down instead of upwards to this. This is how people drown. They're swimming any way they can, but up. This happens to us when we get caught up in the world, when we get caught up drifting away. We're just swimming. Right, we're just trying to stay afloat. We're not spending that time with Jesus. We're not spending that time through the week in our lives. Which way are you swimming? Which way are you swimming? See, drifting's also dangerous to others. A ship just drifting in the ocean is a hazard to all other vessels in the sea. Parents, friends who are drifting will soon lose opportunities to teach their children or their friends in the ways of the Lord or family members. Those drifting become a stumbling block to those around them. And what I mean by stumbling block is if we're trying to live, we're trying to be Christian, but yet we do unchristian things, and people see that, we become a stumbling block to those people that aren't saved. Or to those that are saved, I don't think I'm going to go to church today. I had a late night last night. Okay, I'll stay home with you. The person that went out last night is a stumbling block for the other person. That's a stumbling block. And that's not good, right? We lose opportunities to share the word of God when we're doing dumb things. That happened to me last night. I got wrapped up into coarse jesting and kind of laughing at stuff I shouldn't have been laughing at. I'm not going to say when or where, but it was like 2 o'clock this morning. So, we all have to be careful of that. We get around friends and family, and when we fall into that, that doesn't make me an effective witness for Christ. It doesn't. I.e. Walmart. You've all heard the Walmart story. It's the same thing. I became a stumbling block for that guy that was screaming at me.
So we have to be careful. Because when we start drifting, we're not
as close as we need to be to Jesus.
Leviticus 19:14 says, "You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind." That's blind eyesight, and that's spiritually blind. If somebody's spiritually blind and they don't know the Lord, and you're a Christian and you're drifting away, how are you going to share and save that person from eternal damnation? Can't. You can't, because you become a stumbling block, because you have drifted away from the Lord. Ephesians 4, 13, 14. "This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we'll be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ." And I'm going to stop right there with verse 13. We, as Christians, have to come to a unity in our faith as a church. That's not happening in the world right now. There's too many people drifting, too many churches drifting. We're not coming into unity in our faith. But it says in knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord. When we begin to drift and we can't share Jesus with anybody, we're not being so mature, right? It says, faith and knowledge that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Do you measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ? None of us do. None of us do. But we have to row towards that. We have to continue to move forward towards that. We can't. We're not perfect. Right? We need to move. But we have to, as we grow, we mature. I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about spiritually mature. 14 says, "And we will no longer be immature like children." Well, we're drifting away, and we're doing the things that we're not supposed to do. That could be anything. When we're drifting away, that doesn't mean we're going out partying or we're doing this or we're doing that. Drifting away just means you're main thing is you're not spending time with God. You're not spending time with Jesus. But if we do this, that we will be mature in the Lord, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed, blown about by every wind of new teaching. And what that's saying is when we watch pastors and people on TV, I don't know. How do we know what they're saying is true? How do you know what they're saying is true? How do you know what I'm saying is true? Go to the Bible. Right? Don't believe what I'm saying. Well, why don't you do old days?
Whoops, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
No, I can't turn that off because I turn myself off. So, see? Don't believe me. But this is what this is saying. If you're not immature, you become mature in the Lord, and you're staying in the Word, and you're staying in fellowship with other Christians, you're no longer going to be immature, and you won't be blown and tossed around the deceit. Is what that's saying. You're going to know by reading the Bible if what somebody's saying is true. Because you can know. Lita and I went to a church a couple years ago just to kind of check it out. Brand new pastor. I think it was his first time speaking. And he said something that I knew wasn't biblical.
my Bible, set it on the chair, I was done. I sat there out of respect for the people we were with.
We have to be careful.
We have to know what somebody's saying. And if there's something, well, I'm not so sure that's true. Right? Then go to the Bible. Go to these scriptures. That's why I put them up there. Go back. Listen to it on the website. All the messages are on the website.
So that's what that's saying. And it says, we will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. That's what the devil does. He gives you enough truth to suck you in, and then it's a lie.
And if we're drifting away from Christ, if we're drifting away from church, if we're drifting away from spending time with Jesus Christ, you're going to be tricked. I guarantee it. You're going to be tricked. Because you have drifted away with lies so clever,
they sound like the truth. See, we should be working and moving towards maturity in the Lord every day. And if you're not, there's a good chance you're going to drift. But if we keep moving forward, then we grow. The danger of drifting is real, or there would be no need to warn against it, as Hebrews does. I've been there. So let me ask you again, are you drifting?
Well, if you're not sure, are you losing your desire to study God's word and pray? Are you losing that desire? Are you losing your desire to be in church more and more? See, we can become very lazy in the church area. And I get people don't feel good. You know, I get that. And that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. It's when you miss one, it's easy to miss two. It's easy to miss three, and next thing you know, it's been 6 months since you've been in church. That's drifting. We need fellowship so we can lift each other up, so we can comfort each other. We need that fellowship. Jesus tells us not to forsake the assembly because of that. When a Christian prefers the companionship of the people of the world rather than fellow Christians, then they're drifting towards the rocks of spiritual destruction. If you want to spend time with more people in the world, then you're drifting away. Are you losing interest in sharing God's word? We need to be excited about Jesus and what he's done for us. We need to share that excitement with people. Right? We need to get others excited about Jesus, about eternal life. Are you getting more things of the world rather than the things of God? Are you getting stuff more from the world than you are out of the Bible? Then you're drifting, right? Then you're drifting. So, how do you keep from drifting? Well, Pastor, that's a good question. You keep rowing, right? You keep rowing. You stay in fellowship with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Watch out for the undercurrents of temptation. They'll get you every time. That riptide will come in and just suck you right out to sea. You won't even see it coming. You won't even see it coming. We have a fleshly nature, right? We do. We like the things of the world. We want the things of the world. And that wars against the Spirit. That wars against the Spirit. Expect to go against the current. You're always, as a Christian, going to row upstream. Because we are to be different. We are to be different. You're going to encounter peer pressure, the praise of others, modernism, persecution. And right now, the world wants to get rid of the church. They want to get rid of the church. They want to get rid of Jesus Christ. They want to persecute us. Most of all, they want to get rid of Jesus. That's their main goal. Why? Because he threatens them. We have to have that strong anchor in Jesus. If we have that strong anchor in Jesus and we drop that anchor, we're not going to drift. You've got a good anchor, It's going to keep you where you're at.
Amen.
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 That's so important. Don't let the world have to tether to that anchor.
That's right.
Don't let the world come in and snip and let that anchor drop off and then you drift away. Our minds have to be anchored in the truth of what we heard. And we've got to possess an unshakable hope and be grounded in the love of Jesus. Church, are we drifting? Are we drifting? Many have already drifted or starting to drift. And if we know somebody that's drifting, we have to pray for them. We have to wrap them in the love of Jesus and give them the paddles. Give them the paddles and the anchor to paddle upstream and to drop that anchor in Jesus. Closing, I want to read Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. If you're not obeying God, church, you're drifting. I'm telling you right now, you're drifting. And you have to remember how dead you were because of your disobedience. But no, you're alive in Christ. Verse 3, all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. But our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. We've got to stay in the Word, stay in prayer, stay in fellowship. Because we were, all of us, were like this. And it's very easy to drift back towards that kind of life. For each and every one of us. I'm no different. Standing up here doesn't make me any different from any of you. I just got a different call in my life. We're the same. We're all saints. Saved from sin. And it's very easy because of that fleshly nature to fall back into that stuff by drifting away. To fall back into the worldly things. Where's your anchor at? Is it in Jesus? Or is it in the world? If it's in the world, cut it and drop the anchor that Jesus gives you. Him. If you need prayer, rededicate. If you like Jesus, come on up. But remember, our salvation is in Jesus Christ, and that is just too precious to neglect. Too precious to neglect. Protect them, to keep them safe, Lord, and in your arms. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. And as Aaron says, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you each and every one peace. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. Amen.